our call to action. And what the action is that you look at, if you are a survivor, know that people are out there that care about you. And if you were experiencing, so we know by research, Georgia Core did a couple years ago a survey of cancer survivors, and they overwhelmingly talked about having fatigue and chronic pain, you know, after their treatments, you know, are all over. Practical issues like debt and it's hard to get back into work and resuming other kind of family responsibilities. Emotional, they have often have depression or sadness, or they get afraid every time they got to go back to the doctor for a scan to see how things are going. And then lastly, sometimes it's a spiritual journey that is not what they expected, that maybe the meaning of life, or maybe it's a renewal of the meaning of life. You know, a newfound renewal in their spirituality, or it could be a loss of their spirituality. So there are a lot of things going on with survivors. So we'd like to say any survivor that's out there to say, hey, you know, we're here for you, and talk to people, talk to someone. Don't feel like you're alone in this journey, and these are expected things that might occur in the next, you know, weeks to years, even after you're completed with your cancer therapy. Because being a survivor is the day you're diagnosed. Because every day that you're alive after you have a diagnosis, you are a survivor. Where we're asking for people that know survivors is to be there and support them, and listen to them, and hear them and support them.